Like, he just, like, falls in love with her. I'm like, yeah. Actually, I feel like that could work, you know? What, if you're, like, in an embarrassing situation, and then, like, some guy, like, came up and was like, here, I'll pay for you, I'd be like, oh, my God. That would work on me. Welcome to Not Another Teen Drama, a podcast where we analyze the evolution of teen shows from the 90s until today. We're your hosts, Amy
and Gina, and we're on a quest to watch the pilot episode of every teen drama.
Today, we made it to the year 2020, and we will be discussing the pilot episode of Love Revolution.
Love Revolution premiered on September 1st, 2020 on Kakao TV and ran for one season. It follows Gong Joo Young as he falls deeply in love at first sight with Wang Ja Rim. Did I say those names?
No, well, I think that's good. Yeah, another South Korean teen drama. This one, I'm pretty sure it's based on a webtoon, which is kind of fun. Just like a, it's like a comic, like an online comic.
Okay.
That, and then like on webtoon, I think people can like just submit their comics. Like anyone can submit comics, and then they'll like pick ones to get like actually like kind of like funded and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And then
cool.
they get like higher quality.
It's like Kickstarter.
Yeah, kind of. Like supporting like small artists.
Yeah. Have you watched this one before?
No, I haven't. But I do read webtoons sometimes, so maybe I came across it.
Yeah, I hadn't watched this one. Well, I had to download a whole new app just to watch it, so Yeah, I downloaded that app that it was, like, streaming on.
Oh. No, I just watched it, like, in the browser.
Oh. Oh, I think it's probably because I pulled it up on my iPad and it was, like, download the app.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why. That makes sense.
So now I have an app for, like, Korean and, like, Chinese dramas, so.
Next time we talk to you, like, you'll be hooked.
Yeah, I'll be hooked. But, yeah, we can do the character breakdown. Our main character is Joo Young, played by Park Ji-hoon, and he is a... Okay, so do you know the, like, Korean school system at all? Don't know why you would, but... Because, like, it says he's a student of class 1-2.
I'm assuming if it's similar to Japanese high schools, like, the students stay in one classroom, or, like, there's, like, one class that your classmates with, and then, like, the teachers will rotate instead of, like, American schools where you rotate your classes and go to different classrooms. So
that makes sense. Because, okay, that makes sense for later when, like, they talk about the classes.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, so he goes to Isom Information High School. And I thought the Wikipedia descriptions were really funny, so I'm going to read those. Joo Young is an outgoing and jolly boy who falls in love deeply with Ja Rim at first sight. He fancifully surmises that he and Ja Rim are destined to be together on the premise of the many trivial circumstances surrounding them. Yeah, and then... So that's Joo Young.
Yeah, he's like a hopeless romantic.
Yeah.
He's just like, we're meant to be together because we were the same thing one time.
Right, exactly. Which, yeah, like, I mean, I get it, you know?
Yeah. My delusional phase.
Like, exactly. Then we have Wang Ja-rim, played by Lee Ruby. And she goes to the same high school, but she is in a different class. So she's in class 1-3. And Wikipedia says, in contrast to Joo Young, Ja Rim has a reticent and standoffish personality. She is also pretty and is popular among her peers. She is annoyed by Joo Young's advances, though she never hates him.
Yeah. So. It's a, what is that, black cat and golden retriever relationship. Like, he's, like, very, like, happy and bubbly, and she's like, no.
It's like the Chris Pratt and Aubrey Plaza in Parks and Rec.
Yeah. But somehow they complement each other.
Mm-hmm. Opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Lee Kwang-woo, played by Kim Young-hoon, and he is also in class 1-3, so he is in class with Ja-reem, and he is Ju-young's best friend. A popular student among their peers, Kwang-woo has long bangs that cover his left eye. He jokes around and is friendly despite his cold and sharp appearance. Fun.
Fun.
Then we have Yang Minji, played by Jung Daun. She's also in the same class as Ja-reem. She's Ja-reem's best friend. And yeah, she's blonde.
Yeah.
And has bangs.
Yeah. And I guess like this is why the classes are important, because you kind of spend your whole day with the same people. Right. Mm. So if you're in a different class, it's kind of hard to get to know someone in another gotcha. Class. So you like have no opportunity to be like in the same class with them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Then we have Kim Bwang-hoon, played by Ko Chan-bin. He is in the class 1-2 with Ju Young. He's a friend of Ju Young. He has a cheerful personality and is the mood maker among their friends. Don't really know what that means, but good for him.
He like sets the tone.
He sets the tone. Which I feel like, I mean, maybe this like, maybe these like descriptions were translated from Korean. I'm not sure. But like the words they use is very, very funny. Like it for like an English like description. And then finally we have An Kyung-min, played by An Do-gyu, who is in class 1-3. He is Ju Young's friend, and he is a bespectacled boy and also tends to joke around. That's what it says. Which I think just means he wears glasses.
Bespectacled.
Bespectacled. Bespectacled. I don't know. This is copy and paste from Wikipedia. I've never heard that word used, but
basically Harry Potter. He has exactly. glasses.
He is yes. Harry Potter. Correct. That is, it's like funny that like that was, that's his defining trait is that he wears glasses, and then Kyung Woo's like defining trait is that his bangs cover his eyes.
Right. That's like, how you tell them apart.
Yeah. Which like I actually like, I mean, they did kind of like, it's very like cheesy. Like they'll do a little like pause for the camera and then like have like a name, their name pop up.
And some description.
But I was able to like, and I feel like they define the characters like very clearly. So I was able to like, you know,
yes.
understand like the characters. Like, and I was easily able to like name them. Cause sometimes like we watch shows and like by the end, I'm like, I don't know any of these people's names. But like,
yeah,
I was able
like,
to name
actually,
them.
Yeah, they actually like gave them a title card and like was like, yeah. this is their name and their right. age also.
They're all like 17, then, right? Or like most of them are
17. Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it. And then yeah, for Kyungmin, the glasses boy, they're like he's always alone or something as his description.
Yeah, the description.
But I was like, wait, he has funny. Like he's their friend though. So I was like, why is he always alone?
It's like because like it's funny because like at one point when they introduce like Ja-reem, they're like her like little description is like her collar got pulled on the bus, like it's giving like the
yeah
like the Bachelor like
oh.
all of the little like chyrons under their name, it's like what is their like normally it's their profession, but sometimes it's just like sometimes it's like their or most times it's their profession, but sometimes it's just like chicken or
yeah
like,
or like twin
loves Sasquatch like dolphin yeah. or shark, like it's right. it's like it's just like funny, so it was kind of giving that, which I was like
yeah you know. something to make you remember the character, I guess.
Right. I love when like shows like kind of lean into the silliness, you know, so
mm-hmm. yeah, this one was very silly but it was yeah. cute.
Yeah, it was like yeah it was cute, but there were some parts where like it was I was like what audience is this for, like the burping scene, I was like who's that for, like that felt like very teenage boy, and I was like who is the target demographic for this, because I would have expected that from like a Nickelodeon show that's like targeted at like 10-year-olds, you know.
Yeah I will say this is like this is a web only show, okay. So it wasn't like airing on TV, So gotcha. Probably the demographic is a bit younger.
Okay, so is it like Awesomeness TV type
show? Yes.
Okay.
That's what it seems like.
Makes sense.
Like
that makes
teenagers,
sense.
Like middle schoolers.
Yeah, I guess that is true. That'd be like middle school. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it is like shorter. They're only like 20 minutes.
Yes.
So, yeah. So I'm assuming like more kids would watch this.
Yeah, that's fair. But other than the burping scene, I was on board. Like that was a bit much for me. I was like, I don't like this.
Not the burping, please. Okay, well, we can get into the plot. Ju Young is moving and his friends Kyung Woo and Byung Hyun are helping him. He is moving out of his parents' house, but they are still paying his rent. Jaryeom walks by and Ju Young falls in love at first sight. He found a drawing in his stuff that looks like her and thinks it's fate. Ju Young wakes up late the next day for school since his mom is not there to wake him up. He runs to the bus but does not have money for the fare. Jaryeom is behind him in line and pays for him. When the bus moves, Ju Young falls and grabs Jaryeom's collar.
Yeah, so it's a lot of like physical humor. Like it's very
a lot of falling
and
dropping things.
Yeah,
they do a lot of like slow motion too.
Like that's true. Yeah,
when someone's falling, they're like, ooh.
Whoa. Yeah, so I was like curious about this. He's 17, he's still in high school, and he is moving out, but his parents are like paying his rent, which is I mean, I don't think super common. I mean, like if it happens in a like at least in my in like in America, I think you would have to be like very, very rich for like that to be a thing that your parents would want to do. The only equivalent I could think of is like when you go to college and you're like away from home and like your parents help out with rent while you're in college. But in high school, that's like unheard of to me.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the laws are in Korea or even the U.S. Like, wait, can like teenagers live by themselves or do they need a guardian?
Well, I mean, like, if your parents, like, if your parents, like, signed, I mean, I think technically they need a guardian. I mean, one, you could be, what's it called? Like, an emancipated minor, I guess, which, like, it doesn't sound like he is. But, like, if your parents, like, sign the lease and pay the rent and then you just live there alone, I don't know, like, if your parents want to do that, then I don't know if they could do anything.
I guess as long as no one reports it.
Right,
I feel like
right.
If they get reported, then like CPS would come out and be like, what's going on here?
But like, I mean, I was 17 and I went to college, you know? So like,
Yeah. I will say also like, Korea has a different like age system.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like 17, but he's probably actually like more like 16.
Oh, because you were like a year old when you're born.
The US, yeah. Yeah. And like 19, I think, is the age of when you become adult
in Korea. Oh, interesting.
Which is 18 internationally.
Yeah. Right. Okay, that makes sense. Which is, that's even more interesting because, like, if it was the opposite, then it'd be like, oh, he's a legal adult at 17. Okay, great. Like, that makes sense. He'll move out, whatever. But that is interesting that he...
Yeah. I also think maybe I know in Japan, like, you have to take an entrance exam to get into high school.
Okay.
Right? So you don't always just go to, like, the local high school. So maybe this high school's far away from his parents' house.
Mm.
So, like, they're like, okay, you can go, like, live close to school. So it's easier.
Oh, maybe. That could be it.
So, yeah. But I think it's like, not all that uncommon.
Okay. For, like, I mean, I assumed, to, like, I assumed it was somewhat common because it didn't seem to be like a big talking point. It was like, yeah, moving out. Okay, moving on.
Yeah. And all his friends are like helping him.
Yeah.
Move. So.
Yeah. So he has all his stuff in boxes and whatever. And then he sees Jaryeom pass by and he's like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. She looks exactly like this drawing I found, which is just like a girl. Like it's
right.
It's like a girl with like black hair, like straight black hair. And it's like, that could be anyone, but he's like, it must be her.
And then he's like, And then, like, the drawing has his name on it. And he's like, oh, I must have drawn this. But he doesn't remember it.
Yeah, I guess like, maybe it's this? Like a childhood drawing or something, you know?
Oh, yeah. That his, like that parents just, like, gave him.
They're like, right, they're just like, here's all your stuff. And it's, like, in there. I assumed that's what it was. And then he was like, oop. I must have been, like, fated to draw this and then see her at this exact moment. And
yeah.
Goodness. Which I will say, everyone in this show is very beautiful.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, perfect complexion, perfect, like, all their hair is, like, perfectly coiffed.
Yes.
Like, okay. Sure.
Yeah, I was, like, reading about the actors, and some of them are, like, K-pop idols.
Oh, okay.
They were, like, in K-pop groups and stuff, so.
That makes sense. They're giving the vibe. They're giving the vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, and he wakes up late because he's like, Mom, why didn't you wake me up? Oh, wait, I live alone.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah, so he runs to the bus. Like, he, like, you know, gets dressed, whatever, runs to the bus. And it's like, oh, shoot, I don't have money. And then his friend...
Changwoo.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah,
because Kwangmu's on the bus already. And he's like, oh, use my pass. And then there's, like, not enough money on it. And then, mm-hmm. like, later, don't we find out that it's, like, 85 cents to ride the bus? So I guess they're broke.
They're all broke.
Yeah, so I was like, oh no, how much do you have on your, like, bus pass? That's like not much. But then Jeroen is behind him and is like, okay, I'll pay for you. And then he goes to Kwangmoo and is like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. And, like, he doesn't sit down, so the bus starts moving and he's, like, not holding on to anything, and he, like, falls and he's like, oh my god, I have to grab something, I'm falling. And the first thing he sees is, like, her collar. So he like grabs her collar and she's like, dude, the fuck, like, get away from me, like, hello.
Yes.
That's like assault. I'm sorry. Like, obviously he's not intentionally trying to do anything.
He's falling and, like,
yeah,
grabs
and her. I'm like, she didn't take it like he was trying to assault her, but I was like, that's like, no, there's so many other things you could grab.
Yeah, and then he's just, like, making it worse for himself because he, like, doesn't say anything to her.
Right. I'm like, oh, like, thank you so much, I'll pay you back.
Right, yeah. Like, first, like, she pays for him. And then second, he, like, grabs her collar. And then he, like, doesn't think to say, like, oh, hey, like, sorry about that. I'm this person, you know, right. Blah, blah, blah.
Right. Like, yeah, he doesn't, like, introduce himself at all. And, I mean, I guess he doesn't know that she goes to his school yet, but...
You can tell she's, like, a teenager, though.
Right, like, exactly. And they're on the same, going on the same bus. You can, like, put two and two together if that's the only school nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Or going that direction, at least, so.
But I will say, like, yeah, Joo-young is, like, he's like, oh my gosh, she, like, paid for me. Like, he's like, falls in love with her. I'm like, actually, I feel like that could work, you know? If you're, like, in an embarrassing situation, and then, like, some guy, like, came up and was like, here, I'll pay for you, I'd be like, oh my god.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like,
That would work on me. Yeah.
Joo-young realizes that Jarim goes to his school and thinks they are fated for each other. He follows her after school and thinks she lives at a nearby apartment. He starts looking for signs that he and Jarim are destined to be together. Joo-young goes to an internet cafe to play video games with his friends, and Kwangmoo says to repay Jarim the bus fare to start a conversation. The next day, he is too scared to approach her and starts following her to the bus every morning instead.
I was like, Joo-young, please. Like, what are you doing?
Like, it's so, like, he thinks he's being so sneaky, but it's like, no, this girl, like, knows exactly what's happening. Like, she sees you.
He, like, follows, like, 10 feet behind her. Right. You know? He's, like, very close to her, and she's like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he keeps, like, looking for little signs. He's like, okay, if we pick, like, the same drink at lunchtime, we're gonna be together. Then he picks, like, banana milk, and she picks a Coke. And
he's he's like, well, actually, like, banana milk's white and polar bears are white and polar bears like Coke, so it's destined. I was like, what a stretch.
Yeah.
But that Coca-Cola marketing is really working, I guess, because...
Yeah, the polar bears?
Polar bears.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, then he says, oh, if she's wearing a skirt...
And they also like have this thing where their other friend, Byung-hoon, he like they have this like joke, this like gag where it's like, oh, like if we have the same drink, like, and then Jarin picks a Coke, but then Byung-hoon picks like the banana milk, and it's like, oh haha, like you could have the same drink, like maybe you're destined to be together. And then later he's like, oh, like, oh, if she's wearing a skirt, then we're destined, and she's wearing pants when they see her. And then Byung-hoon comes by and he's like has his like jacket tied around his waist, but like on the front, so it looks right. like a skirt. It looks like a skirt. They're like, oh, like maybe you are destined to be together. And it's like a funny little gag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, poor Ju-young. It's not working out. Like his little scenarios in his mind
are yeah.
not working.
He's like, how do I talk to her? Like, the moment's already passed. Kyungwoo's like, well, you owe her money. So, like, just go, like, pay get the money back. And yeah. pay her back. And then you can start a conversation. And he's like, that's a good idea. That's easy. And then he gets too scared. Which, like, is he just, like, so scared because she's so beautiful? Is that, like, the only reason?
Yeah, I think he's just, like, very nervous to talk okay. to her. So.
Yeah.
I guess so. Like, when you have a crush, maybe you're too nervous yeah. around them.
But, yeah. So then he just decides to follow her to the bus every day.
Which, right. Yeah. He, like, he's always, like, intending to talk to her, but then just doesn't and just yeah. follows her everywhere.
Right. But, like, too close for comfort. Like, you could even be, like, hey, like, I see you, like, walk this route every day. Like, do you want to walk together? Like,
right.
there are so many, like, easy ins there, but he just, like, can't yeah, do it.
He's it's not working. And she even, like, turns around and he, like, hides yeah. multiple times. She's like, what the heck?
Like, this is not Scooby-Doo. What are you doing, sir?
At school, Kyungwoo asks Jarim if he can set her up, but she says no. She thinks someone is stalking her. Kyungwoo tells Ju-young that Jarim thinks she has a stalker. Min-ji figures out that Ju-young is the stalker. She tells him that Jarim does not have a type since she's never dated anyone. The next morning, Ju-young runs into Jarim and pays her back the bus fare. He says he lives nearby and asks to be friends. Jarim agrees. Ju-young wrote a letter on the banknote for the bus fare, but Jarim pays for the bus without reading it, and Ju-young is disappointed.
That last scene is so heartbreaking.
I was like, honestly, maybe for the best.
Oh, I agree. Like, that is like a bit psychotic.
Yeah, he writes like a whole love letter on this money. I'm like, why are you writing the note on the money?
Right.
Like, in the first place.
He says that like his name means princess.
Yeah, prince. His name means princess.
Okay, yeah. His name means and princess.
Her name means prince. I think it's like their last name. Plus, like, the first part of their first name.
Mm, okay.
So it's not, like, just, like, Jarim means, like, prince. I think it's, right. like,
in combination. Last name's,
like, Wong, I think. Like, Wong-ja yeah. means, like, prince, I think.
Gotcha. Something like gotcha, that. Gotcha. Yeah, he's, like, oh, we're destined. Or, like, we yeah, haven't met, but our names fate. Have met or something. Yeah. It's, like, oh, it's a bit much.
Yeah, he hasn't, like, even introduced himself at this point.
Right, because, like, he gives her the money in, like, also, I was, like, I guess, like, just because, like, of the currency difference, it says, like, in the subtitles, like, oh, like, 1,000, do you know what their currency is called?
Won, I think.
Won, okay, so 1,000 won, I think, and that's, like, 85 cents in, like, U.S.
Yeah.
Dollar. Because I was, like, oh, whoa, like, you have to, because, like, I guess, like, here, or actually, I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, in England, when I would take, like, public transport, like, they have, like, coins, right? You would use, like, coins to, like, pay. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, like, a bill just seems like so much money to me. But, you know, that's, like, I guess a dollar bill is a dollar.
Yeah, so it's like a dollar.
Right. But anyways, yeah, he gives it to her in, like, a little envelope, like a letter. And she's like, oh, that's weird. And so she just, like, drops it in the thing without looking at it.
Right. But yeah, she doesn't even, like, take it out. She just, like, opens the envelope and, like, dumps it in,
yeah. Well, because, like, why would you think? Because unless he was like, oh, there's a little gift for you in there or something. Like, he didn't say that. So, like, there's no reason for her to think it was anything but the money.
Right. But I'm like, yeah, I guess it is like kind of weird that it was in an envelope. She was like, this envelope is like more expensive than.
Right. Especially if it's just like $1. Like if it was like, oh, she owed her like a bunch of money, like maybe you put an envelope to keep it all together. Yeah. But it's just like one bill. So. Interesting. But anyways, Kwang Woo is like, Ju Young's taking 7,000 years to like talk to this girl. So like, I'm going to do it for him. Like, hey, can I set you up? Like, what's the deal? She's like, no, like, I think I have a stalker. Like, I'm a little bit creeped out. And he's like, shoot. Like, I know who the stalker is. And because like, she says like, he's like, oh, did you see who it was? And she's like, no, but I know he was wearing, today he was wearing a red jacket and has a bowl cut. And that's all I saw. Uh-huh. And then he's like, oh, shoot. So he goes to like Ju Young and he's like, hey, like Jarim's like thinks she has a stalker. And he's like, oh, what kind of pervert is stalking her? And he's like, dude, it's you, man. And he's like, what? And she said her stalker wears a red jacket and a bowl cut. And he like looks at himself and he's like, oh, that's me. And then he tries to like disguise himself by taking off his jacket and like stealing bespectacled boys. Glasses. Kyungmin's glasses.
I know. He was really trying to frame his friend.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, okay, she says that the stalker has a red jacket. Well, I'm going to give my friend the red jacket so she thinks it's him.
I mean, and he steals it afterwards, which good for him, honestly.
Yeah, the friend is just like, I'm keeping this.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to frame me.
Yeah, but then Jarim's friend, Minji, like, figures it out. And he's like, oh, you're the stalker. Like, you like her. And he's like, no, I don't. But like, what's her type? And she's like, well, she doesn't have a type. She's never dated anyone. Which like, I feel like that's not true. Like, even if you never dated one, you can have a type.
Well, no, but she does say that like, you're not her type.
Oh, okay. I missed
and
that.
Then,
okay, okay.
And then he's like, well, she's never dated anyone. So like, how am I not her type? You know?
She doesn't date stalkers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I would be like, you're weird. So... don't date my friend.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's.
Yeah. And then, like, he doesn't even, like, he doesn't even have the courage to, like, talk to her afterwards.
Well, because he's so like, shocked by the,
bank, like, she.
By the money.
But she, like, tricks him, right? Like, the next day after they have this conversation about the stalker, he's like, okay, I'm going to have to, like, I have to talk to her this time.
Yeah.
So she doesn't think I'm a stalker. Oh, but then he, like, gets scared again. And then, like, she, like, tricks him and, like, starts running and then, like, runs around a corner. And then he, like, runs after her and then, like, crashes into her. And she's like, right, what do you want from me?
Yeah, she, like, turns around and like, he crashes into her. But, yeah, but then after she, like, puts the money in the bus box. He's like so disappointed. He like lets the like bus doors close and he doesn't get on because he's like heartbroken. I'm like, sir, you barely said two words to this lady. Like,
and like she was pretty nice to him because she's like, yeah, sure, we can be friends.
Yeah, she didn't get a restraining order.
Like, she wasn't like, no, I don't want to be your friend. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah, like all things considered, she has been more than gracious to him for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was cute. That's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I thought they jam-packed a lot into this 20 minutes for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really like setting up the dynamics.
Yeah.
Of the characters.
Yeah. So I feel like we have like a really good idea of like who Ju Young is, but like Jarim needs to be a little bit more fleshed out in the next
upcoming episodes. We need to see like more of her point of view.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, what is she thinking?
Yeah. Like, who's this guy following me? Creepy. But yeah. Well, yay. I mean, okay. So I guess let's do Who's Endgame, because this is an actual like romantic teen drama.
Yes.
So, I mean, I feel like, have you watched like you, cause you've watched like other like K-dramas, right? Like, is there a formula? Like just typically like the Ju Young and Jarim like end up together because they're like set up in the first episode.
Yeah. I think definitely Ju Young and Jarim will be together.
Okay.
Because like Ju Young is like the main character, right?
Yeah. So he has to win the girl.
So he has to be the one to get the girl.
Gotcha.
Yeah, in this way, like, K-dramas are a little bit formulaic.
Okay.
Because there's always like a female lead and a male lead. And they'll always end up together.
Gotcha.
You know, and then usually there's like either like a second male lead or like a second female lead.
Right.
That likes one of the main characters.
Mm.
And those people will never get the girl or the boy.
Yeah, I think I read that Kyung-woo ends up liking Ja-rim at some point. And so, yeah,
but sorry, not the main character.
Do you think he'll end up, which honestly, like, I mean, I know he's not the main character, but he's like a lot more reasonable than Ju-young.
He's definitely, yeah, a lot cooler.
Yeah. Do you think Kyung-woo would end up with like Min-ji or like one of Ja-rim's friends? Is that how it goes?
I feel like they're setting it up a little bit with Min-ji because like they have a little bit like of a banter between them.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I would never date you.
Because he's like, look at your face. He was so mean to her, dude.
I know. Maybe she's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, maybe they'd be like enemies to lovers, I guess. I forgot about that. He insults her to her face. Like, I was like, damn, okay.
I know, and she's like very cute too. So I don't know why he said that.
Like, what do you mean? I mean, I guess like I guess maybe is it like because she's like the difference between like I mean obviously they look different, but like the stark difference between her and like Ja-rim is that like Ja-rim has this like sleek bob, like black bob, and then like Min-ji has the like bangs with the long blonde hair. So I'm like, is that like. Like beauty standard wise in Korea, is that like a thing? Is he like, ew, you're blonde?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're just trying to say like, oh, Min-ji's like a girly girl. Like she likes to like dye her hair and like have clips in her hair
stuff. Okay,
and then like Ja-rim is kind of like a cool girl. She just like low maintenance black bob.
Gotcha. Like too cool for school. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So it's very similar to like a, like it's like, to like other teen dramas, like it's like, oh, the girl doesn't try too hard, like she's the one that the boys love.
Right.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if there was something like culturally that I wasn't like picking up on with that, because I was like, why, like she's like very beautiful, like why do he hate her guts?
I feel like he might like secretly like her, maybe,
right?
Or maybe they like, know each other from before,
you
know, and then they like grew up together or something.
Right Yeah, that makes sense. So like the high maintenance, low maintenance thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. If you like our podcast, please give us 5 stars and rate and review us on Apple Podcast and Spotify. You can follow us on Instagram at Not Another Teen Drama and on TikTok at Not Another Teen Drama Pod. And next week, we'll be watching Julie and the Phantoms.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.